Well, good morning and welcome back. Thanks for joining me again as we continue to read through Scripture together. And we are currently reading through the book of Romans. This morning we will be reading Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. Now, if you remember back to chapters 9, 10, and 11, Paul really takes some time to communicate and express his care and his concern for his own countrymen, the Jews, and their rejection of Christ. And he focuses on laying out that rejection in chapter 9. And then in chapter 10, he really emphasized their need for the gospel. The Jews need the gospel. There is no plan B for the Jews and something else for everybody else, right? So it is all justification by faith alone, in Christ alone. Faith in Christ is the only way of salvation, period. He is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through him. And so, whereas he communicates their need for the gospel in chapter 10, he also then in chapter 11 talked about how Israel's rejection was not total nor final. And he talked about God's work in Christ. But he also talked about the grafting in of the Gentiles into the olive tree, into the church. And so this takes us to chapter 12. After he ended chapter 11 with just a rich time of praise in verses 33 to the end, and he ends in verse 36, "For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen." So in chapter 12 now, let's dive in together and be blessed as we hear and feed upon the word of God. "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith, or ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor, giving preference to one another, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' says the Lord. Therefore, If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in doing so, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Amen. Praise God for his word here in chapter 12. Indeed, it is a wonderful exhortation of Paul to exhort us to be living sacrifices unto God, and what that looks like as a body, as the church, as members of Christ's body. May we meditate on these very things today and throughout the week. And I pray God will bless you as you continue to study his word. Join me again next time as we read through Romans chapter 13. God bless you and your day. We'll see you next time.